Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see light and it's passing right before my eyes. And the best is the best. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number 3, the thirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Holly Wade, Director of Research and Policy Analysis for the NFIB, and she's brought us the awesome, legendary, immortal, Bill Duckerberg founded Index of Small Business Optimism that the NFIB has been putting out now for almost a half century. And we've been covering it now for over 20 years on our show. Holly, thanks again for being here. One of the things I want to compare notes on is this labor response that you guys got. The number, the indicators, yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, was up a little bit on the hiring, right? Was it up?
It was up. They are looking to increase employment at a rapid pace, and they are not able to find qualified applicants to fill these positions.
Looking
job
and finding
is at a record level high.
Looking and finding are two different things, right?
Yes, absolutely. And they are having an increasingly difficult time finding people.
So this
is one of the biggest challenges.
I want to overlay what you just said with our poll this week. We ask our audience, what is your experience with finding enough qualified employees to staff your business? And we have only 14% said we have no problem finding people to hire, but 27% said we can't find qualified people. And as Bill Duckerberg reported on the show, when your people say qualified, they don't just mean trained welders. They mean people who have a driver's license can show up and pass a drug test. That's part of the qualification too, isn't it?
Yes. A qualified applicant is dependent on the position that you're looking to hire for, and it can be the certified welder or it could be the teenager showing up on time. You know, it spans the spectrum of what that qualified person means to the employer, and it's across the board. They are just having a hard time filling any position, regardless of, you know, the technical experience required, or the, you know, years of experience.
And it's a multifaceted conundrum because I've got a friend who's got a landscape business, and he had to, because of the equipment they use, he had to institute a drug test. He lost half his crew just from one drug test. So you got that part
of
it.
I'm sure.
You got the kids gaming all night, not showing up for work on time if they show up. You got the government throwing money at people. People won't show up to work because they got plenty of money. The government's giving them money. And then you've also got the issue of the digital transformation with people aren't qualified to take on the new jobs. And according to our survey, Holly, half of our respondents are looking for people. Half are not. Half said nobody, we're not looking for anybody. But half said that they were, and they were in varying degrees of not being able to find qualified people.
Absolutely. It's the biggest challenge. It's actually the biggest challenge for about a quarter of our members. Say it is their top problem, finding qualified applicants to fill jobs. And, you know, and then on the other end, it's also the challenge of retaining current employees is also problematic.
Right.
But, you know, there are so many challenges right now facing the labor market. It's the virus itself. It is childcare, kid care, and online learning, and not having classes in the room yet, and, you know, canceled camps and all those type of activities where a parent now has to stay home.
Right.
It's the increased unemployment insurance that's a disincentive for some people to go back into the labor market. And all of these things are just compiling the problem and making it far more difficult for people to find folks to fill these positions.
And it's getting to the point where companies have the opportunity to grow, but they can't grow because they can't get people.
Exactly. And they can't open feeling confident that folks will show up to the job. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so if you're a restaurant and you're anticipating having half capacity and a crew that can service those that half capacity and, you know, a few don't show up, you know, that's always a problem with some of these industries, but now it's just a significant problem. And they're having to close, you know, on Tuesdays or on Wednesdays mm-hmm. that they wouldn't normally have to, and they're losing sales. And this is becoming
here. They've waited a year. Problem. Here they've waited a year to get back in business, and now they can open up. They can't staff it.
Oh, I know. It is just insult to injury at this point, and I don't see where this is going to let up until later this summer, early fall,
yeah.
when kids start actually going back to school. We're all mostly vaccinated, and the UI program, the extended right. UI program, ends.
Well, and in the meantime, corporate America continues to rock. Wall Street continues to rock. And once again, small businesses out here on Main Street get the hindmost. And this is the thing that's so distressing and troubling for me, for Holly and me, and those of us who advocate for small businesses. It's really annoying, and Washington doesn't seem to care in the things that they do. Hey, Holly, good job, good report on that one. We're going to come back after the break and cover a couple of more of the major indicators like capital spending and sales. How is the NFIB index or small business optimism showing those things? And we'll do that right after the break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Lassen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.